AI News by Conjero.
Big news. OpenAI added a $100 a month ChatGPT Pro plan between the $20 plus and the $200 top tier. On the surface, it looks like a pricing tweak, but the article argues it's really about workload, not just price.
Right, the new Pro leans into Codex and is explicitly for longer, high-effort sessions. The Verge even pointed out it offers about 5 times more Codex usage than the $20 plus plan.
That changes what's scarce. Once you tie a subscription to extended coding sessions, the limits aren't just features, they're tokens, latency, concurrency, and server compute. The plan becomes a tool to ration infrastructure.
Exactly. The write-up cites TechCrunch saying there was a big jump from $20 to $200 before. The $100 tier fills that gap, giving serious users a more believable middle ground without forcing everyone into the top tier.
Coding workflows make this especially clear. They're iterative and tool-heavy, prompt, test, regenerate. That sustained workload is expensive in aggregate, so a tier optimized for throughput matters.
There's also a competitive angle. Anthropic's max tier sits at the same $100 price with Claude Code. OpenAI's move looks aimed at keeping coders inside ChatGPT by matching that kind of offering.
So the contest isn't just who has the flashiest model. It's about packaging model access, coding tools, and usage caps into subscriptions that mirror how builders actually work.
And that has bigger implications. Subscription labels will matter less than the economics underneath. Session length, tool depth, and inference load will shape future plans.
In short, the $100 Pro tier signals premium AI is maturing into a workload business. Pricing is starting to resemble infrastructure economics as much as software bundling.
Makes sense. It's a sensible midpoint for power users who want better throughput without paying for the absolute ceiling. A strategic step toward matching products to real usage.
AI News by Conjero.